Hundreds of protesters gathered outside the legislative building Monday afternoon. It was the beginning of what they say is a second year of rallies in response to laws passed by the state's Republican-led legislature. Capitol reporter Jorge Valencia has more.
Like many of last year's Moral Monday rallies, this one started like a party. But it wasn't exactly a celebration. People protested new laws affecting education, Medicaid, and voting. Brian Perlmutter is a recent college graduate.
Over 1 year ago, on April 29th, I was arrested at the first Moral Monday because Tom Tillis and the North Carolina General Assembly were attacking the future of our generation, and we need to take a stand.
Last year, almost 1,000 people got arrested after gathering inside of the legislative building. So yesterday, Reverend William Barber of the North Carolina NAACP gave instructions following new rules lawmakers set on rallies in the building.
We want everybody to get a piece of tape and put it across your mouth so we can...
Barber called for silence. He says it's unconstitutional that police now get to decide when a gathering inside of the building becomes a disturbance.
Because to say that people can't speak in the people's house is like trying to tape up democracy.
But Republican lawmakers say that's not what they intended. They say they welcome people visiting the legislature. Senator Jim Davis, a Republican from Franklin, watched as people gathered.
I think it's fantastic that these people believe what they believe and they're willing to come down here and express their viewpoint. That's what the foundation of our country is, the citizens to peaceably protest.
People covered their mouths with silver duct tape and walked quietly toward the House and Senate chambers. After the demonstration, Perlmutter, the recent college grad, said he wants lawmakers to listen and isn't afraid of getting arrested again.
We're not trying to get them to listen to us. We are going to make them listen to us.
Protesters say they'll be back on Tuesday, but they won't be as quiet next time. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.